Though what's unusual for Europe is opposition to NATO activities among top officials. Even key NATO ally Germany is voicing deep concern over the organization's build-up in Eastern Europe, with Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier accusing it of warmongering against Russia.
The one thing we shouldn't do now is inflame the situation with loud saber-rattling and warmongering. Whoever believes that a symbolic tank parade on the NATO alliance's eastern border will bring security is mistaken.
An overwhelming 64% of the public share Steinmeier's concerns. That's according to a YouGov poll. Just 9% back Berlin's plan to send troops to the Baltics to help deter what NATO calls Russian assertiveness. There are also voices of discontent in the German parliament, which today is likely to vote on a resolution to establish a collective security system, quote, from Lisbon to Vladivostok, incorporating Russia itself. RT's Peter Oliver now reports from the German capital.
Well, it's been put forward by the opposition left party here in Germany, and it really expresses concerns over the way NATO has been developing. Well, what this proposal that's being put forward actually would entail would be a scrapping of NATO as it stands right now, and the formation of a new security group that would include all of those NATO members, as well as those European nations currently not part of the alliance, as well as Russia, all working together for a common security.